he knocks her to boil.
One word.
He mimics. He assumes a similar situation. It's like he always sees.
Assumption, first of all, is very important. My English is not that good.
He says he's sweet talking.
One word.
Coffees?
Compare. Because comparison is the basic thing that your thought, your brain does, isn't it? Remember, we make all these stories to describe you for you. There is nothing else. So when we talk about the parrot, we're talking about talking. Thought. Talking means your thinking system. And your thinking system imitates talking, but it doesn't have the juice. Why? Because the information parrot receives are superficial. Because the parrot could only see the surface of the things. Like baldness. Right? How about you? How do you see? What's the same? Don't you see the same? Don't you do the comparison the same way parrot did? That's the problem. That's why it is in a very short story. Very simple. Everybody will understand it. The only problem is you will forget the lesson from that. And that's what I'm trying not to let you. Because yes, it is simple, and you got it. That was the message. One story is simple. That, listen, when you are looking at the things in this universe, the only thing you could see is the skin of that stuff. And that's it. And from that comparison, you have all your thoughts and judgments, which is ridiculous. You know what you do? The same bad thing that you did, your intelligence did to you, you will do it to me. When you look at me, what do you see? One of something. You compare me. What do you see in me? Just a skin, right? Amazingly, you even see one side of me. I mean this side, the back side you don't see. And there are other sides of the universe. But your intelligence doesn't get it. Your thoughts are so limited and misled. So, the resolution of the comparison, which is remaking your logic, is ridiculous. Because you compare two different things. No matter what you compare. This is the point. If we're sitting in the university now and I was talking scientifically, it was different, of course. But I made a point. With the first story, we made a point. You remember the point of the first story? Put it in a nutshell. You have to carry it like that. See how many stories we're going to talk? So you have to know the first story by heart, always. Because that's the key. What was the point made by first story? You tell me.
That the brain wants to...
One point, not an argument. It's not even a long sentence. Even you could express it with one word. I could. What was that? Anyone remember?
Exception.
With the first story, the point made was the head with the rules. Let's talk about the exceptions. Try to understand the exceptions now, right? So, from that point on. Here, I always bring the exception in. I don't care about the rules. I cannot afford to, honestly, because I want to talk about something that doesn't obey the rule. It's completely exceptional. It is enough. Quote unquote, the thing that we don't know yet, what it is really, because we think we know it is. This, that. Let all that intelligence, knowledge of love go away, because that's not it. We want to talk about it, but before we are cleaning the house, because we need the clean place to bring in this beauty. The first one was, okay, the rules are limited to your animalistic existence. Your animal is wise and intelligent, so you are, and so be it. But that's not all you are. You're more than that. And do you remember what we were talking about here? That one magical word, a very difficult one to learn, that harm. Remember that? The word is harm. Rumi, the first verse, he said, I want to talk about harm. Harm means the state of being, harm means the state of your emotion, and harm is now, this moment, present. We are talking about that one, okay? Let's not forget. And that emotion, that passion, doesn't mix with this logic. Because it's illogical. Logic is your weapon to take what you need. And love will make you give even your life for something. So it's illogical. That's why we are trying to go beyond the logic. That beyond the logic is simple, but not for you, because you are intelligent and you make everything difficult. How? Comparison. When we say a human being, what did you imagine? Something, okay? I say, let's be careful here, I'd say Mahatma Gandhi. Now what did you imagine? The same thing, a human being, or an exception to humanity, a beautiful exception, that's what it is. I brought it down to earth to have a good example. The next one we talk about peer. Murad, your master you want to walk with. Is master a human being? Is master normal? Oh yes, logically you could find a lot of people that they even define a master. They even put the rules down for a master to be. And they will judge, this is not a master, because this one is doing this. A master should do that. You see, when I say a master should do that, I'm putting the rules in ground for the master, which is the exception. I'm making a rule for the exception. Whenever they talk about the master, Rumi will remind us that exception in his life. He had a lot of teachers, studying, becoming a teacher, becoming the dean of the universe and all that. Suddenly, apparently no one, an exceptional fellow, Shams, will come and will change him entirely. That's what we want to talk about. Therefore, in a couple of the stories, we have to deal with your logic that interferes. Because whenever we talk, you talk too. So you take it to the parrot. The parrot in you repeats whatever I say here. Amazingly, it's not the same.